Hello. Hello.
Hello? Hello.
Hi, this is Holden. Can you speak to me?
It's me,
Hi,
Valerie.
Val. How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
I am better than before.
So, there are so many questions today about the book.
Yeah.
So, first, I wrote you that I guess you sent me these green color pages. And we looked, and there are so many mistakes. They are not corrected at all. So I'm disappointed, and the second, we decided to edit them with cut from the very beginning. So don't work on them. Just leave for a while. Concentrate on this book. So it turned out that maybe there are mistakes in this book, edit too. So what mistakes? There are half sentences are missed, half sentences repeated twice
In
in
which
the
one? In which one?
in the helper. We're working on helper. So
Okay.
look through again. You have old copies of the stories. So read sentence somebody to check, because if only one word is missing, there will be a revolution. I will do I don't know what. I'm a teacher. I don't want a single mistake to be in my stories. I'm not a native English speaker, so I need help. So you
Okay,
put
I
it.
completely understand. Because I was
What you
actually
don't.
completing the formatting. I didn't do any corrections to the words because if you remember when I started talking to you, you said you made all the corrections in the storyline, so I didn't actually, try to check it for corrections.
You know what? I'm telling and repeating again. I'm not English-speaking native person, and I correct it from my point of view. From my, I am still thinking in my native language. So please correct one after us when we edit. Then you will. It will be maybe 2 days. We'll finish that and then look through each sentence. I asked you if you read. You didn't read. You put under just editor, grammar editor, and that's it. And I put it through too. A book must be excellent. Not a single mistake. Not a single thing which is not understandable. So we'll work 2 days on these books with Scott. He will help me, and then I'll send you. And because I missed a picture, and now I notice I missed the picture and something, in the story. So we'll leave them alone until I signal that we are ready to give you, and you'll read again for mistakes, and just, sometimes I'm thinking a little bit different.
Okay,
So.
aside from that, because I want to correct something else before what I want to correct is getting to book one, Eddie and the Stories one. When it comes to ebook, it depends on device to device the way it will behave, okay? I can make adjustments to ebook as much as possible, but when you add pictures to an ebook, you have to keep in mind it's not always going to be the way you want it to be because it depends on how much you're zooming, what the device size is, what the screen size is. So we can't make adjustments, we can't make any limitations. Okay? The only way to make limitations would be to add pictures rather than text. If you want me to do that, I can upload it as an image rather than, a text file.
Okay, I told you just throw all these purple flowers, not only from EPUB, but from the book, from
Paperback.
because I didn't want them on introduction, and the devotion is as if it's monument from flowers, it's like scary. Remove
I
them
see.
because they
Okay.
will be not a good match. And you can, you said that you want to re-edit books. I don't know if it goes. I understand we tried this part, we tried on different devices this book, and tried on the phone and on the iPad, and it was just disgusting. It was, we couldn't find out what is story in what book.
I need to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if the images in the way the EPUB has been formatted, if the images are tied to the text, or if they are text above and below? Because one of if they're tied to the text, then something's not working because they're not tracking correctly when you move from platform to platform. It's scrambling things pretty badly. Also,
that's
some of these
odd.
Images are not in the right places.
There's a possibility that when converting from, you know, EPUB to AZW format, there might have been changes that may have been made. I'll have to review the file again, because from my end, on my editor, it's working fine. The images are in line. That's why I sent the review file. I'll check in again and see if there is a problem that Amazon's creating on its own conversion matrix. Okay?
If you go to what you're looking at, you know, this is just the Amazon spot, right? If you go and you look at it on the tablet format,
open.
And you move.
Let's show an open book. You'll talk.
I just said to you.
Okay. Open the.
If you go to the tablet view of the book, and you scroll through it, you know, you end up with introduction, and then you end up with the purple flowers. They don't belong there. Then comes On the Farm and the text, and then the little image is showing on that. Then you go, and then you get the next part of the story.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got purple flowers that come right in the middle of the sentence.
And one
okay.
sentence.
And then you've got the happy birthday image coming before Eddie's birthday wish, but then Eddie and Richard in the Pocono Mountains comes without any space between the end of the birthday story and the beginning of the Pocono Mountains story. It's jammed right up against it. There's no break there.
That's odd, because I'm trying to, let's see.
With a sentence, the picture... The picture of Eddie and Brian comes in the beginning of a sentence.
Did you open children this?
Yeah, I have it open. I have it open. I'm trying to see what's going on.
Yeah, okay. I thought you did.
Because I have both the files open at the same time, the one in my editor, the one in the Amazon format as well. I see there's a lot of differences that are happening with the file that I have and the one that's being shown on Amazon, so because that's weird.
Now listen to me. It must be the right way of tying these pictures with the text. So Scott maybe knows we must have a good result. It's like we are discussing.
I understand.
And discussing because I wanted the result, right? So what can be done here to just, I think that to throw these purple flowers which appear whenever we want them to, and then to tie correctly pictures to the text. Scott was reading, he was sitting the whole day and was reading how to improve this. And if he says how to tie these pictures with us?
They have to be in line with the text, not
in line,
the text
so
above
line,
or
yeah.
then below. So that it gets tied into the wherever the text is, so that they track then with it without an image appearing in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah. I already did that. That's what I told you. I already did that. So I'm very confused why this problem is happening on Amazon. It shouldn't be happening.
Well, whatever their formatting is what's creating the problem, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to format this in AZW because I converted it from EPUB to AZW using Amazon's own application. So I may have to create a file for AZW standalone to get properly uploaded. I'll have to check that out.
You had them. You had Kindle formatted.
I have formatted in a general EPUB. Normally, it doesn't cause any problems when we do that.
Yeah, nor if you do an EPUB format, you should be able to load that up to Kindle without them reformatting it in a Kindle format.
No. When you actually try to upload a file on Kindle, the thing is those files run on a .azw format. Okay, it's not a .epub format. So when you do that, it makes its own conversion happen. So AZW is slightly different from the regular. So that might be causing some issues. I'll look into it. Give me.
I thought that Amazon has corrected their Kindle platform so that you can actually load EPUB formatted books on it without having to convert it to their format.
You can use it. That's not the problem. The only problem is when you try to publish a book, it's going to be published in AZW format and not in EPUB format.
Why?
It's Amazon. I can't really do much about that. We tried. Like, it's an argument with that makes no sense. Amazon is just trying to force other people to use AZW format. There's no requirement for it. Nobody else uses it. Everybody else uses EPUB, but for some reason, they just want everybody to use AZW.
It's a sucky format, so...
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the books that I've worked on, we use HTML, because it works on all the platforms.
Yeah. I actually, if you want, I have the entire codex because I used Calibre Pro to format ebooks. So what do you use? What have you used to format ebooks?
I had them coded. I didn't use any conversion software. I had a programmer code the books in the
That's
books,
what I used Calibre to program the ebooks.
You mean to lay out the format?
Yeah, the entire format, getting everything done.
I hard-coded
the book.
I don't know. I'd have to go back. Canva was one of them that I worked on as well.
Ask about that thing.
There's another issue with this book, and that's the ISBN.
Yeah, the ISBN, what I want to confirm was because we're getting a variance on imprint. The imprint that you gave us is not probably a different one?
No, I corrected that. That's not
okay.
What the issue is. The issue is that the number that was put in this copy that you sent is not the correct ISBN number for that format.
Okay. Can you...
I sent you an email telling you exactly what I was told by Lisa Taylor concerning the ISBN numbers. And I created two ISBN numbers, one in an EPUB ISBN and the other one in a PDF ISBN. And I was told you guys needed to have the document loaded up in a PDF format. So I created an ISBN number for that. But the ISBN number that got put into the book is not the correct ISBN number. It's the PDF ISBN number, not the EPUB ISBN number. But if you need, and you can't use those numbers, If you're gonna print a hard copy, if a paperback copy is coming out, I have to issue another ISBN number.
Yeah, for paperback. The problem is coming with paperback. The EPUB is fine.
The name Arts Archive Press is registered with Boker. The problem before was that the original was the Arts Archive Press.
Ah.
So just because the originally was called the Arts Archive. So I went in and I corrected the name to Arts Archive Press. So there should be no issues with the ISBN number from that point. The problem right now with the ISBN is which number is going to be used. And right now, the number that appears in the copy that's being sampled on Amazon is the number for a PDF formatted book, not an EPUB.
Oh, that's something what I'm trying to say. I understand that. They'll make the number change for the EPUB. That's something I missed. But
in the email I sent to you, I very clearly labeled which ISBN goes with which format.
Wait, let me actually search and see if I can find that specific email. Scott. Why can't I find your email? That's odd. Okay,
well, the
I see your email. Yeah.
All right, so the dash 0 is an EPUB. The dash 3 is a PDF.
Okay. So we'll be using the dash 0 for the hard copy, yeah.
So the ISBN that's up there now, I believe, is the ISBN for the PDF formatted manuscript book, not the EPUB book.
No, we weren't facing any issues with the EPUB book. The one we're using is for EPUB. The one currently incorporated in the book I sent you is for EPUB. The zero, like the number ending with 3 is for EPUB. The number ending with 0 is for PDF.
The dash 3 is the EPUB?
Yeah. Dash 3 is the EPUB.
Can you mute yourself?
Yeah, I guess. No, when I looked at it, that's not the way it came out. If that's what it says in my emails, the dash 3 is EPUB?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually just looked up your email. That's about it.
Yeah. And they have one more.
There should not be an issue now with the Arts Archive Press notification because the publisher's name has changed at Volker to match what is written on the page, published by Arts Archive Press.
I see. Wait, give me a second. I'm checking something. Why is this coming up? Because I'm putting the number through a checker. Maybe because we haven't published it yet, it's not showing up. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll tell the team to retry with the PDF number, and we'll see if that works. Otherwise, I'll let you know if I face any problems. Okay?
Okay, when will we see a new version of EPUB book and
hopefully by tomorrow. Either today or tomorrow I should be able to get to you.
Listen, I have one more problem.
Mm-hmm.
Dana gave my account number and it turned out that I opened new accounts in a new bank, and it turned out that for senior people, they cheated on me, and they didn't give me the right information. So I had to close my checking account and delete my saving account. So I must now tell Dan which account is working for me.
Okay.
Or you can write the last numbers of my account which works. And I gave all the information to Dan. So write 9072.
Wait, hold. Let me open the form so I can update it in the form. Okay, let me see, the current account number that I have is... We were actually using your account, the one which is already created, so we don't have your account number.
No, but I want to correct because one account I closed.
Okay, so you want us to make the change, right?
Yeah, it's the same account, but I closed checking account, which I gave you, and I left the saving account. So the last four numbers will be different.
I don't know the current four numbers because I haven't accessed the, you know, the vendor account information. I can't access it directly from your account either.
So could you give me Dan for a couple of minutes so I'll tell him? Or you can give him my information.
Okay. I'll have to ask if that's possible because I'm not sure if we can edit because it will be better if you open your account and edit the information.
So
is it possible? Because we don't access, given that you had a concern about the account details, I don't want to access any vendor information because we would have to add everything all over again. That means we may have to add tax information, routing numbers, and everything. So it's better that you update it by yourself. So we can just directly update the account number like that.
So how I do? I gave all the information to Dan last time.
You have your login information, right? All you have. Yeah.
I don't have anything.
You have your Amazon login information, right? The email password, right? You will have to open your account on KDP. I'll actually send you a link on an email and guide you with the entire process, okay?
Yes,
I'll provide you steps, okay? So you can look at that email. It's a pretty easy way to do. It's not a big deal, okay?
Okay.
So I'll send you an email once we're done with the call. I'll ask my publishing team how exactly that's done so they can update me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now getting to the book. So one thing I want to understand, you want to remove all the flowers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, from...
All flowers that are there, because I think they disturb the book, and they will be maybe appeared all the time, especially in EPUB. We must
Sure. The book, I removed the flowers from the book. Aside from that, there aren't any problems with the first book, right?
What?
There aren't any other problems with the first book aside from the flowers, right? And the ebook, EPUB format.
Yeah, all books and the paperback and the EPUB
books. Yeah, that will be done. That's not a problem. So, okay, yes. I'll start.
Tell to Scott what I have to do with my account to correct.
I'll be sending an email. You can go through the steps in that email. It's a quick do, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So send it to my email address.
Okay, I'll send it to your email, okay?
Carbon, make sure you send a copy to Valentina.
So okay. First, just make this connection of pictures and text on the EPUB book, right?
I'll try to actually see what's going on. I'll see if there are any other problems. And I have already connected the pictures and the text. It's already connected, so I'm not sure why this problem is happening.
So, okay, I'll see if it's okay, and we'll work now on this. Oh, it's such a thunderstorm. And we'll work on these two books, new books, which I told you about how far, and this. I don't know why there are some half sentences. It's just I decided to read the story, and I found out that this must be, and I'm opening two texts previous and there, and I just checked, so no more sentences are filled out of the text.
I'll check. Give me a day. I'll check and I'll correct if there are any missing sentences. That should be done by tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, but helper will make, I'll give you the right steps which we edited with Scott, okay?
So
work on this on Facebook. Okay, thank you.
No problem,
okay.
Argentina. Have a good day. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.